This is the Blind Geek Zone, livecast number 4, January 20th, 2011. And welcome everybody to the first livecast of the year. I haven't done any of these in a while, and I hadn't did a lot of updating to the website here for a while, and unfortunately, we're still waiting to move the website to a Linode server, and that's in process. We have one. I'm waiting for my friend to have time to do some configuring on it, and so we've been delayed a bit. Let me go over here. Hang on one second. Let me pause this for just one second. I got to turn my monitor down. All right. Sorry about that. My monitor was a bit loud, and I didn't want it to come through the broadcast because it lags behind by about 30 seconds, and didn't want to have any problems there. Okay, I think it's good now. But as I was saying, we're in the process of moving the website, and I hadn't did any updates to the website for quite a while during the latter part of last year. If you've been up to the website here lately, you'll see that there have indeed been several updates since the beginning of January, and we're still going to be moving, but I'm going to start updating again because I don't want to leave the website idle too long. And we haven't done one of these live casts in a while, and as I explained last time, if you were here, and if you're not, I'll explain it again. I've switched over to Windows 7. And one of the problems with this process is on the XP box, and I'm on the XP box today doing this because I still don't have any real way to do it correctly on the Windows 7 box. But on the Windows 7 box, the recording is quite a bit different. And when I try to record all my different sources of the sound card, using my Creative X-Fi card on that end. I do a What You Hear. And unfortunately, Streamer and Station Playlist Studio absolutely throw a fit. They go into this infinite loop and just totally freak out. So we tried livecast number 3. Several weeks ago. And it certainly didn't work out very well, but decided to go back to the XP box here today for demonstrations. If you've been listening here to BGZ Radio over the last month or two, you'll notice that we've had a new person on live, generally Tuesday afternoons, either 2 o'clock Eastern or 3 o'clock Eastern. His name is Aaron Lenson, and he's been doing a show, and he's getting things sorted there. And the last show turned out pretty good, and it's archived up on the website in the audio page. If anybody's interested in listening to it, he demonstrated the Kindle and talked about a couple other things here last week. And I think he's going to do a live cast Friday. Tomorrow, duh. So stay tuned for that. We're working on getting another person as well, and he's going to be doing some Linux stuff. Haven't heard back from him lately, but he's got the information in order to stream now, and we're hoping to get him on Sundays with a presentation about all things Linux. So lots of good things coming up here on BGZ Radio besides just me. And if anybody else is interested in doing anything live here, we're looking for people to do a show. We've got plenty of openings any day of the week, practically. You know, if you'd like to do your own show and you know, make a presence for yourself out here, certainly be interested. Contact me via email, rharman@blind-geek-zone.net, and let me know if you're interested. I would be happy to work with anybody that's seriously interested in doing something. All right. What we're going to be doing today is we're going to be demonstrating HOPE, which is a brand new program by Christopher Toft, who wrote Quitter. And what HOPE is it is an application that interfaces to the inaccessible Pandora radio service, which is an excellent radio service here in the U.S. It's an internet-based service. But unfortunately, on the PC, it's totally inaccessible. A lot of us have been using it for a while here now to use it on the iPod Touch or iPad or iPhone where the app's accessible enough to use. And I've been doing that for quite a while now, but Chris said he was going to start writing this HOPE interface a couple months ago, and everybody was really happy to hear that, and I love it. It's really great, and that's one of the things we'll be talking about today. Another thing we'll be talking about today is the Kindle, Amazon Kindle reader for the PC. Most of you are probably aware that Kindle is a hardware ebook reader that is just now, over the last year, became somewhat accessible to a blind person. It certainly has a ways to go yet, but it is usable for reading books. There are 600,000 or 700,000 books out there, and basically about 50% of them are usable by blind people. That the books are able to be done with TTS, and some books aren't, unfortunately, because the publishers just don't get it. And but still, 300,000 books is nothing to. That's great. But like I was saying, the application on the Mac and on the PC and on the iPhone and iPod Touch and things like that has been inaccessible. And yesterday, Amazon announced out of the blue, or at least out of the blue to me, that the app for the PC has now been made accessible. So I went out and downloaded it and installed it and played with it a bit. And it is indeed usable. It may not be accessible enough for somebody, say, at a college level or something where you needed to do books, maybe at the word or character level. I know I was talking to Jeff Bishop yesterday, and he was saying that it wasn't suitable for him because he would want to use technical reference books on it, and you know, just reading at the sentence or page level wasn't quite good enough. But you know, hopefully they'll keep working on this, and you know, we'll see what happens. All right, I'm gonna check Quitter here over on the other machine. Let's see who's talking here. Doug S. is listening. Corey Knapp's listening. Christopher Wright is listening. And I don't see anything in particular. If you're on Twitter, you can participate here on the show at Rickster the Geek, RickSterTheGeek. If you're not on Twitter and you want to send in a question or a comment, you can do that via email at rharmon, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net. And we'll check the email here real quick. Kind of doing this a little bit differently. You can probably hear it through my microphone, but I'm running email and Twitter here on the Windows 7 box, so it doesn't to get into our stream so much here. And I don't see anything. So, all right, we don't have anything so far. Another thing I'm going to be doing today after the first two demonstrations is I got a Bluetooth keyboard for my iPod Touch third generation, and I want to show people how you can use that keyboard to access the Touch or the iPhone or the iPad without mostly ever touching the screen. I don't know all the commands yet, but I'm able to get around on this pretty good, right directly from the keyboard. And we'll be demonstrating that a little bit for you here after the first two demonstrations. All right. First up,
Windows M. H. Hope.
Is going to be Hope. Hope can be downloaded from http://q-continuum, continuum.net/hope, H-O-P-E. It costs $10, and to me, I think it's very well worth it. I've seen some complaints out on Twitter where people were saying that a blind person shouldn't have to pay any additional money for something a sighted person is able to use for free. And I guess in a perfect world, you know, I could agree with that, but we don't live in a perfect world. And Christopher has worked very, very hard on this program, and it is, I first looked at it at 0.6 version, and is now, as of today, up to the 0.8 version, and he's done a lot of work on this, and as you'll see here in a moment, it is a very accessible program, very well worth its $10, I think. Okay. Let's bring it up. Yep, let's do it on the right keyboard.
Hope 44, enter.
It Hope would help, wouldn't it?
Apostrophe Weird Al Yankovic Radio.
All right. When you first bring Hope up, if you're installing it for the first time, you'll get a login dialog first, and it'll ask you for username and password. If you don't already have a Pandora account, no need to fear. Just tab to register, fill out the form, and you'll be registered, and you can start using Hope. Once you do that, you bring up Hope. The first thing you come up, if you're brand new, is just an empty list.
Apostrophe Weird Al Yank.
I've got several stations in here already. I've got a Weird Al Yankovic station.
70s Rock Radio.
And a 70s Rock.
Rick Harmon Forest Quick Mix. Heart Radio.
And a Heart Radio. If I tab around the dialogue here.
Tab, listen button, Alt plus L.
We can listen to any one of these.
Tab, rename station button, Alt plus R.
We can rename stations.
Tab, delete station button, Alt plus D.
Delete stations.
Tab, search button, Alt plus S.
And we can search for new stations. You can have up to 100 of these at a time.
Tab, list view, Heart Radio.
And we're back around. Let's say we want to add something.
Tab, listen, but tab, rename, tab, delete station, tab, search button, Alt plus S.
And we'll do a search.
Space, Pandora search dialog, search colon edit.
Now we're going to type in just any old thing here. Let's see. I will type in, oh, I don't know, ELO, I guess.
E, L-O.
Electric Light Orchestra.
Tab, search button, Alt plus S, space.
And we'll do a search.
List view, Electric Light Orchestra. Eloy. Lord T and Eloise. Eloy Machado.
And we get a bunch of different, I'm just up and down arrowing here.
Eloy Machado, 4 of 64. And Gio Lorenzo Rubello.
And what is it? This is foreign.
Home, Electric Light Orchestra.
But our first one here in the list is Electric Light Orchestra.
Tab, create station button, Alt plus C.
And I'll tab to create station.
Space. Search button, Alt plus S. List view, Electric Light Orchestra Radio.
And now it's in our list.
Apostrophe Weird Al, Electric Light Orchestra Radio.
Now let's say we want to listen to it.
Tab, listen button, Alt plus L, space.
Give it
Electric
a few
Light Orchestra Radio colon MR Blue Sky Dialogue Position Volume Artist colon Read Only Edit Electric Light Orchestra Alt plus A.
And we're in a new dialogue. And this is our Electric Light Orchestra radio station.
Artist colon Read Only Edit Electric Light Orchestra.
Our first field tells us who the artist is.
Tab title colon Read Only Edit MR Blue Sky Alt plus T.
Then the name of the song.
Tab album colon Read Only Edit Elo's Greatest Hits Alt plus L.
Name of the album.
Tab genre Read Only Edit Rock Alt plus T.
Genre.
Tab Pandora's Explanation Read Only Edit Alt.
And this is brand new to point 8. This is Pandora's explanation as to why it's playing the song for me.
Based on what you've told us so far, we're playing this track because it features demanding vocal performances, acoustic rhythm piano, interweaving vocal harmony, demanding instrumental part writing, and intricate melodic phrasing.
So it kind of tries to tell you why it's picked songs. And if we continue to tap around here,
tab previous button Alt plus R.
We could go to a previous track.
Tab pause button Alt plus
we can pause the current song.
Tab thumbs up button Alt plus U.
Here we have a thumbs up. And after this, we'll have a thumbs down. If you like something, you can thumbs up on it. And this will tell Pandora that you like this particular type of music. And it will customize the particular station to your liking. Because it'll play other things besides ELO, similar music. And you can thumbs up and thumbs down. So if I thumbs this up...
Space. Tab, thumbs down button, Alt plus D.
Then we have a thumbs down. If you don't like something, you can thumb it down. If you thumb it down once, that particular song won't be played anymore. If you thumb two things down by the same artist, that artist will not show up anymore in the station. So, you know, use that with caution, I guess.
Tab, stop button, Alt plus N.
Then we have a stop button.
Tab, next button, Alt plus N.
We have a next button. If you want to go to the next song, you can skip so many songs per hour with the free Pandora. Pandora is a free and a paid service. You have 40 hours a month free with the service. And then beyond that, I think it's like $36 a year. Somebody said you can pay 99 cents for the remainder of the current month if you don't want to do it yearly. And that will allow you to listen unlimited. And you can skip songs, I believe, unlimited times, too, in the hour.
Tab, position up, down, slider, 51%.
And this tells us where we're at in the song. If you want to move back and forth through it, you can.
55%, 56%, 50%.
Oops. And it's going to start over again.
Tab, volume up, down, slider, 25%, Alt plus V.
And then we have a volume up and down control here.
24, 23, 22, 21%.
And you just arrow up and down. You notice all of these controls have shortcut keys that you can press. You don't have to tab around here like I'm doing. I'm just showing you the program.
Tab, buy song, button, Alt plus V.
And now this is really neat. This is brand new in Hope Point 8 as well. It's the buy button. If I press the buy button.
Space, purchase MR, Blue Sky Dialog. Select service to purchase song from list box, Amazon.
Neither do Amazon.
iTunes.
Or iTunes.
Amazon. Tab, OK button, space. Shootcast Administrator dash Windows Internet Explorer, new tab page.
And what it's going to do here is it's going to bring Amazon up.
Amazon.com:/greatest-hits:elo:music, 3 frames, 26
and you can buy this album.
65 links. Amazon.blank, greatest hits heading level 1. Link E.L.O, vertical bar 4, link 4.3 out, link see all review, left parent, link 38 customer review.
And
right
you
parent.
Can either buy it here by the CD.
Heading level 3 formats. Amazon price, new from. Use from link MP3 download 11 songs.
Or you can do MP3 download if it's offered.
$8.99.
So this is really cool, and I'm going to have to stay away from this because I'll be buying way too many songs. Let's see here. I want to... closest to him.
Control W, shoot cast administrator. Alt tab, electric light orchestra.
Come back here.
Buy song button, tab, artist colon read only edit, electric light
and
orchestra.
And we've
letter.
Tapped back around now. I can close this out if I want to stop listening.
Alt F4. Hope, listen button, Alt plus L, early up and up at one. Shift tab, list view, electric light orchestra radio.
And we're back to our list here.
Apostrophe Weird Al Yankovic, 70s rock radio.
And it's just that easy. It is very, very easy to use. And as I said, the service is available to customers in the United States only. So if you're elsewhere, unfortunately, Pandora isn't available. And that's kind of sad. I don't know why places continue to do all this nonsense with copyright, but that's just how it is. And it's a very, very nice program. I've been using it for, I don't know, a week and a half, 2 weeks now, and have enjoyed it a lot. I use Pandora a lot on the iPhone, but I like this just as much, if not better. And a thumbs up to Christopher Toft for his efforts here. And he continues to work on the program. The next version of the program, he says, is going to have an automatic updater in it. Right now, we're just having to go to the website and download it manually and install it. But Chris says we will have a updater, hopefully, in the next release. This version also allows you to work behind a proxy if you are in such a position. So that's new to this version as well. All right, let's go see if we got any comments on Twitter or email. Chris Scarstedt's listening, and he said he likes Hope a lot too. And yeah, it's a really cool program. And like I said, thumbs up to Chris for doing this for us. And he says he's going to work on some more mainstream programs too. So, you know, regardless of what anybody says, you know, about blind people not having to pay more for things than sighted people do, you know, hey, sometimes we just have to. And, you know, this program is well worth its $10. Peter Matchett is listening. I hope I said that name right. That's how Joe's is saying it, you know, and I'm sure it's wrong. He was saying that that Christopher could work with Last FM, and that would solve the problem with U.S. only. And, you know, that's you know, maybe a good idea. You might want to mention that to him. All right, let's check email here real quick. Jeff Bishop is listening, and I hear we're buffering again. I just noticed we're buffering in the monitor. I heard we went out for several seconds. I was just saying Jeff Bishop was listening, Peter Matchett is listening, Chris Scarstedt is listening. Okay, let's check email here. I was just going through email when I noticed the monitor was down. And I don't see anything on the email side, so. Another thing I wanted to talk about here before I get into the Kindle demonstration is something I seen last night on Twitter, and it has to do with NVDA, Non-Visual Desktop Access, the free screen reader. And they were saying that as of July, they're going to run out of monies to keep working on NVDA. And I know a lot of people out there use the program. The latest version of NVDA was downloaded 50,000 times, actually. So that's incredible. And they're asking for donations to keep NVDA going beyond July. They've been getting contributions through various organizations. I know Mozilla funded them for a while. I believe Microsoft had funded them for a while, but they said, you know, in the economy right now, things are really tough and they're having a really hard time getting money, and they'll be out of money by July. And they're asking for donations. And I gave them a donation last night, and I know several others have too. So I hope anybody that's even using NVDA casually, let alone on a daily basis, I hope you will give them a donation. You know, it could be $5 or $10. Anything, you know, is going to be well appreciated. And we certainly don't want to let NVDA die. You know, it's certainly a good alternative for some people, especially people in places that just can't afford a screen reader like JAWS or WindowEyes or System Access. And, you know, we really need to keep NVDA going, if for nothing else, just that reason. So that's my little blurb there for NVDA. All right, next we are going to bring up the Kindle app for the PC.
K. Okay. Windows M. K. Kindle for PC. Enter.
Yeah, we'll let this come up.
Kindle for PC.
All right.
Rich Kindle for PC 2 - The Cornet of Horse, A Tale of Marlborough's Wars.
Okay, and it's got the current book I was in, and be a good place for us to start. The Kindle app for the PC is free. And, you know, one of the things I forgot here before the show was to give the address to download this from. And I will certainly do that, and I will put something up either with the link to listen to the archive, or I'll put it up on the blog, www.blind-geek-zone.blogspot.com, and that's the link to the Blind Geek Zone blog. I'll either put a post up there with some of these links to the NVDA as well, and where you can download the Kindle app, and where you can get the help for the Kindle app as well. Okay, the program is running. Oops, do the right keyboard here. It does have some menus.
Menu, File, F, View, V, Go, G, Tools, T.
That you can do various things here.
Help, H, File, F.
You really don't need to use these much.
Escape, leaving menus.
We'll tab around here.
Blank, Tab, Page, Frame, Tab, Home button.
If we hit the home button here.
Space, sync button, home context with one item. Use the arrow keys to navigate. The Cornet of Horse, A Tale of Marlborough's Wars by NTGA. Left parent George Alfred,
these
right parent presenter or control over.
Are the books that I've currently downloaded, purchased from Amazon. And there are a lot of free books up there, actually. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to pay for a book to read it. This is a really old book. I've never heard of it before, but I wanted to just get something free to try this out with.
Tab, home button pressed. Tab, archived items button.
Archived items is, if you've got multiple Kindles or Kindle apps, they'll show up here in the archived list, and that's what I didn't understand yesterday once I had installed this here on the XP box, is where my book was. And if you've got multiple applications, then you have to go through this archived area to get to them.
Tab, synchronize button.
On your main, I guess on your primary application or Kindle or whatever, you can do a synchronize once you've purchased something, and it'll put it in the list for you to look at as well.
Tab, tile view button.
I haven't done anything with the tile view, and I don't think we would do anything with it as far as on a screen reader or, person using a screen reader. So don't worry about that.
Tab, sort mode combo box by most recent.
And you can sort.
Tab, shop and Kindle store button.
And we'll show you how to shop here in the Kindle store. This is easy enough to do here from the PC app.
Tab, type a word here and hit enter to start search edit. Search
now,
titles,
my understanding is, and I haven't tried this, but others on Twitter yesterday said the search really isn't working for screen reader access. So that I'm not going to mess with today.
Tab, the Cornet of Horse, A Tale of Marlborough's Wars by N.E.G.A. Left Baron George,
right.
Alfred, right Baron, press enter or control O to open this book. You can press delete to move this book to archived items. Use the arrow keys to navigate the different titles.
And it was giving you a little bit of help there. Let's enter on this book.
Enter. Book reading context. The title of the book is The Cornet of Horse, A Tale of Marlborough's Wars by N.E.G.A. Left Baron George Alfred, right Baron. Press Control I for further instructions.
And we can do a Control I for further instructions. Or we can hit F1. It'll go out to the Amazon site for the Kindle. You can go down through there and look for Kindle support link, then go in there and then look for a Kindle for the PC app link, go in there and then look for a accessibility shortcuts link. And if you go in there, you'll find the list of commands additional to what Control I here tells you.
Control I.
Navigation instructions. Press Control R to start reading the current page, spacebar to pause, forward arrow key to go to the next page, and back arrow key to go to the previous page. Use Tab to navigate menus. Press Control Alt H to go to the library view. The online support contains additional options.
And they don't give you a link here to the online support, which I think they should. And they don't tell you all the commands here. They tell you basically how to read, how to pause reading, and how to go page to page. But they don't tell you many other things that a lot of us didn't know yesterday. Jonathan Mosen had tweeted just a few minutes before I did. I was looking for it at the time, but he had found the commands to do various things, and he tweeted a link out to it. And then I found them, and I tweeted the link as well. And some of the other things you can do is like continuous reading, changing the volume, or not the volume, the speed of the reading, the voice. We thought at first you couldn't change the voice or the speed of the reading, and we'll do that here in a minute. Also, we were assuming that you could only read by the page level, and we did find out that you can read by sentence. You can go backwards and forwards by sentence. Now, to somebody in college, that's probably not going to be totally doable. You know, for somebody just reading a book casually, I think it's fine. You know, it's not going to be a big deal. But as Jeff Bishop was saying yesterday, you know, you really need to be able to access things at the word level and the character level. And hopefully future changes to the program will allow this. Another one of the things I've noticed you can't do is you can only use their voices, which I believe is ScanSoft Tom and ScanSoft Samantha, I think. And you can't read the text just with your screen reader. So for some people, you know, that's maybe kind of a drag. All right, let's start reading this. And I was reading this yesterday. So if I do a Control R to start reading. Yeah. And I, again, do the right keyboard.
Control R.
Lessons. He was so rash and hasty that his grandfather greatly feared an accident.
Yeah, and we're already
having visors affixed to a couple of light steel caps.
A,
not only would all possibility
book
of an accident be obviated upon the
blend.
Let's see. Control R.
Control
armchair,
R.
Looking on. By the alacrity with which the lad went to an armoire.
Blend. Control
there
R.
Is no text on this page.
Okay, we're back at the beginning.
Control R.
E-text prepared by Martin Robb, The Cornet of Horse, A Tale of Marlborough's Wars by G. Capital A. Henty. 1914 Contents Chapter 1.
Okay, if I hit the space bar,
space.
We'll pause it. One of the things I learned yesterday is if you want to read by sentence, it's Control Shift Left Right Arrow.
1914 Contents Chapter 1. Henty. 1914 Contents Chapter 1.
And I'm going backwards
case.
There.
Chapter 2.
If I do a Control Shift.
Chapter 3. A Kiss and Its Consequences. Chapter 4. Chapter 5. Chapter 6. Chapter 7. Vinloo. Chapter 8.
Space.
If I do a Control Shift right arrow there, I go forward sentence by sentence. And the Control Shift C command allows you to toggle.
Control you are in continuous reading mode.
Control
you are in single page reading mode.
Toggles you between single page reading mode and continuous page reading mode, which isn't obvious from the documentation provided, at least on the program itself. You have to go online to find that out.
You are in continuous reading mode.
It defaults to being in single page reading mode, so when it gets to the end of the page, it stops. You have to hit your right arrow and tell it to start reading again. So if you do the Control Shift C, you can change that into continuous reading mode. Another one of the things you can do is you can change the voice. Right now, it defaults to the female voice. And if I do a Control Shift V,
Control Shift V,
book narration voice change to female.
We're on the female voice now, and it's a toggle.
Control Shift
narration voice change to male.
And you go back and forth. If I start reading this again,
space. Chapter 8, the old mill. Chapter 9, the duel.
If you
chapter
do 10, a the battle shift of the dark. Plus,
chapter
plus.
Book narration speech rate increased. Chapter 11, a death trap. Chapter 12, the sad
side
of war.
Do a shift
chapter
minus.
13, Blenheim. Book narration speech rate decreased. Chapter 13, Blenheim. Chapter 14,
so you
the
can
riot
adjust
outdoor.
This. I'll
chapter 15,
a few times.
The end of
plus,
a book,
plus,
book,
plus.
Book narration speech increased. Chapter 15, the end of a feud. Chapter 16, rallies. Chapter 17, a prisoner of war. Chapter 18, the court of Versailles. Book narration speech rate decreased. Chapter 18, the court of Versailles.
So.
Chapter 19,
space.
You have the ability to change the speed that it reads at, which is good because by default it's just, you know, at its normal speed, and it's fairly slow for most of us that are used to listening to things quite a bit faster.
Tab page frame.
You can tab around in here, but you really can't do anything.
Tab home button.
Except get back to the home button.
Tab back button. Tab sync button. Tab add bookmark button. Tab go to menu with 7 options button. Tab show font menu button.
Yeah, you can show things like the font. You know, if you're partially sighted, there's some other things here that you can do.
Tab full screen button.
Full screen button.
Tab column view toggle button. Tab notes marks button.
And I don't know what all of this does. You can highlight pages. You can put marks and notes and things and bookmarks and stuff on various pages. I don't know exactly how accessible all of that is. I've just been playing with it for a little bit here so far.
Tab type a word here and hit enter to start search edit search. Tab page frame.
And we're back in the page frame here. And
space, the book reading context.
Chapter
the title
chapter
of the book
locks,
is the corner of the
board. Chapter space bar,
space.
To stop, start and stop reading back from where you left off. It remembers where you left off, so if you close the program and come back, it's still in your book. And it starts reading right where you left off, so that's good. And I don't know what happens if you would open another book and then come back to this book. I would assume that's where a bookmark would come in. You probably have to bookmark. I doubt that it remembers, but I could be wrong about that. So, all right. Got about 40 minutes into the show here, and we're doing pretty good. Like I said, this is a good first step. And hopefully the Mac app and the phone apps, the iPod touch apps and stuff will become accessible as well real soon. There's really no reason they shouldn't be. This should be very easily done with VoiceOver. I would think it would be quite simple to do. So that's just a very short, basic demonstration. Like I said, if you want to go page forward.
Blend. Space.
Armchair. Looking.
Blend. Space.
Lightness and activity.
Space.
Lessons. He was so rash and hasty
and
that
I'm
his grandfather.
Just space. Going page by page there. I hit the right arrow and then it goes to the top of the next page and I hit the space bar and it starts reading. If I hit the back arrow.
Space.
Lightness and activity.
Space.
Armchair, looking
on. Blank. Space.
Chapter 19, the evasion.
Space.
And like I said, then you can do the sentence navigation and stuff. So, you know, it's not bad. Just for casual reading of books, I think it's very good. One other thing I want to show you here. Let me do this.
tab, page frame, tab, home button, space, back button, tab, home, tab, archive, tab, synchro, tab, tile view, tab, sort mode, com, tab, shop and Kindle, still space, shoot, cast, administrator, dash, Windows, Internet Explorer, connecting, dot, 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 new,
go out here and
Amazon,
go to the Kindle
com,
store
colon,
real
Kindle,
quick,
colon, find an e-book,
and show you how you can,
books, and books online,
get a book,
24 headings and 251 links, Amazon, your country or region, browse heading level, buy a Kindle heading level, give Kindle gifts, special features heading level 3, list of 12 items, bullet link Kindle bestsellers, bullet link New York Times registered bestsellers.
And you can go down through here and you have all kinds of different categories.
Bullet link editors picks, bullet link award winners, bullet link Oprah's book club, bullet link Kindle editions with audio / video, bullet link foreign language ebooks, bullet link Amazon Encore, bullet link Kindle ebook exclusives, bullet link Kindle delivers, bullet link free ebook collections.
And let's just go into the free ebook collection.
Space.
And we'll pick
Amazon.
Something else
com
here
colon
to look
free
at.
Book collections colon Kindle store. Browse at heading level list of 7 Kindle ebooks heading level 3. List of 16 items. Bullet link arts and entertainment. Bullet link biography and bullet link business and investing.
Yeah, we got different categories here.
Bullet link children's ebooks. Bullet link computers and internet. Bullet link cooking, food and wine. Bullet link history. Bullet link lifestyle and home. Bullet link mystery and thrillers. Bullet link reference. Bullet link religion and spirituality. Bullet link romance. Bullet link science. Bullet link science fiction. Bullet link sports. Bullet link travel.
So we got quite a few things here.
List end. Bullet link children's e. Bullet link business and bullet link computers and internet.
Let's go into computers and internet.
Space. Amazon.com colon 3 stars and up - computers and internet / Kindle ebooks colon Kindle store. Search for. Edit. Go but link cart. Kindle store Kindle heading level 1. Heading level 1 link Kindle ebooks. Heading level 1. Heading level 1 link computers and internet. Heading level 1 3 stars and up. Showing 1-12 of 8,417 results.
And it has 8,400 different books here that are free. I don't know how good any of them are, how new any of them are, but there are a lot of selections out there for free.
Sort by. Combo box price colon load I 2 of blank. 1. Link the future of learning institutions in a digital age. By Kathy N. Davidson and Day Link by colon. $0.00. Blank. Auto - delivered wirelessly. Link graphic 3.2 out of 5 stars link. Link graphic common / caret underline V1 left parent link 4 right parent. 2. Link publish on Amazon Kindle with a digital text platform. By Amazon.com left parent Kindle edition - bar. Link by colon. $0.00.
Books here.
Blank. Auto - delivered wirelessly. Link graphic 4.1 out of 5. Link graphic common / caret left parent link 9 right parent. 3. Link Island Nights Entertainment. By Robert Louis Stevenson left parent Kindle edition - July 27th, 2009 right parent - Kindle ebook.
And if you go into any one of these, it'll give you a description of the book. I'm just looking here.
Link by colon. $0. Blank. Auto - deliver link graphic. Link graphic common / caret left parent link 1 right parent. 4. Link Kindle tips, tricks, and shortcuts. By Michael Gallink by $Z blank. Auto link link left parent link 12 right 5. Link the internet marketing directory colon the dictionary of current internet marketing language.
Oh, what the heck.
5. Link the internet marketing directory.
Let's go in here.
Amazon.com colon the internet marketing directory colon the dictionary of current internet marketing language ebook colon ebook search for. Edit. Go link cart. The internet marketing directory link ebook - ventures. Left parent editor right parent. Link 3.0 out of 5 stars. Link see all reviews. Left parent link 1 customer review right parent. --- separator. Blank. Table with 2 columns and 2 rows. Digital list price colon. $0.99. Link what's this? Kindle price colon. $0.99 includes free wireless delivery via Amazon WhisperNet.
Oh, that one's not free. It says it's 99 cents.
Table end. Blank. --- separator. Blank. List of 2 items. Text - - speech colon. Link enabled.
And here's what you need to look for. It says text to speech is enabled. I believe in order to use this application, it will only work on books that are text to speech enabled. I believe. Somebody can correct me on that if I'm wrong.
Don't have a Kindle? Link get yours here. List end. Blank. --- separator. Blank. Heading level 2 editorial reviews.
And you got all kinds of information here about it. Let's go back up to the top.
Amazon.com colon the internet marketing director link ebook - venture left parent editor right parent link 3.0 link see all reviews left parent link 1 custom --- separate blank table with 2 columns and 2 rows digital list price colon $0. Link what's this? Kindle price colon $0. Table end. blank. Dash 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 set blank. List of two items. Text dash to dash speech colon. Unlabeled for button.
Looking for
go button. Search products tag with button. Go button.
You know,
Amazon.com colon the internet marketing directory.
Let's go
colon,
back here. I'm looking for the buy button.
Amazon.com colon 3 stars and up dash blank. Link Amazon.com. Hello. Link sign in. Kindle store Kindle ebooks come heading level 1. Heading level 1 link Kindle ebooks. Your country or region new releases heading level 2. Department heading level 2. Av customer review heading level 2.
Oops. I guess I went back too far. I guess I just wanted to find the
marketing search for search edit go button link cart link wishlist link Kindle store link Kindle ebook link logs link accessories link manage your Kindle link Kindle support start reading the internet marketing directory on your Kindle in under a minute. Don't have a Kindle? Link at your Kindle here. Blank buy.digitalfeed button.
There we go, and you look for this buy.digitalfeed button. I'm going to go ahead and do this. It's 99 cents, so it's not too bad. So
space. Amazon.com sign in. Amazon. Hello. Link sign in to get personalized recommended. Link start here. Link free to dash day search for edit. My email address is colon edit. Space.
Okay, and let me turn off.
Words. Both character none. Password edit.
Okay. That way Amazon.com:
the Kindle store.
You don't hear my username or password
links. Amazon link by a link Kindle ebooks link newspapers link Kindle link wishlist link cart. Buy dot digital feed button.
Okay, we'll click on that again.
Amazon.com colon thank you.
Okay. Blank.
Table with link am. Hello, Rick Harmon. We have.
Okay, so we can close that.
Internet Explorer dialog. Do you want to close all tabs or the current tab? Close current tab. Shoot cast administrator. Rick's Kindle for PC 2-home. Rick's Kindle tab. Type a word here. Tab. Home. Tab. Home. Button. Tab. Archived items button.
Okay, so I have to click on this archived items button since this isn't my primary app.
Space.
And
tab synchronize button tab type tab sort tab shop tab type a word tab home context with one items use the arrow keys to navigate blank the corner of horse blank 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 tab home button tab archive tab synchronize space tile view button home context with one items use the arrow keys to navigate the corner of horse 8 blank blank
come on.
Tab, home button, tab, archive, space, archive context with two items. Use the arrow keys
there
to navigate. Blank, the future of learning institutions in a digital age by Catherine Davidson. Enter. Now downloading quote the future of learning institutions in a digital age quote. It
and
will automatically open when the download is complete.
Downloading
context,
it.
The title of the book is The Future of Learning Institutions in a Digital Age by Kathy N. Control R.
Series forward the John D. and Catherine T.
MacArthur
Foundation reports on digital media and learning, published by the MIT Press. Present findings from
space.
And it's just that simple. So, it's not hard to find or buy books and on the Kindle store. And it's just like I said, need to make sure that it does have the TTS enabled. I'm not sure. Let's go over to Quitter here and see if. Yeah, Doug S. says, must not use the buy button too much on Hope. Yeah, I'll be broke if I do. And Scott Smith is listening and says, great show. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that. Okay, and Nate. Say it's not buffering, so I don't know if it's just here locally or what, but that's cool. And Larry's listening. He was talking about the fact that he didn't use NVDA, but he sent him a donation nonetheless. And yeah, I agree with you. Even if you don't use it, it's a good thing that we all should have. Hey, Christopher Toth is listening. Great. We love your program. And Peter's saying it's a bit hyper, and yeah, it's not perfect, but you know, it's a start. You know, I'd like to be able to pick my own voices. I myself would definitely be able to like use eloquence on it, but you know, hey. Okay, and that's the last of that. Let me check email real quick. Well, Jeff says I disappeared, so I don't know what happened. Jeff says I'm buffering, but other people said I'm not, so hopefully he's of course that was a while ago. Hopefully he's picked me back up. Alright. But that is just a real quick demonstration of the Kindle app for the PC. Like I said, check the blog, www.blind-geek-zone.blogspot.com, and here later today I will I'll get some of these links up there for the download to this. I'll put the Hope download out there too, the link to get to it, and try and put some links to the help and stuff out so you don't have to dig so deep to find them like I did initially. All right, we're about 51 minutes into the show, and I got one more thing to demonstrate here. And, you know, if anybody has anything they'd like to ask or anything, feel free to do so on Twitter. And if you got a question or something. And certainly be happy to answer it if I can. But what we're going to do next is we're going to switch gears a little bit here. And I'm going to pull my Bluetooth keyboard down here for Mr. iPod. And like I said, here after Christmas, I decided to buy an Apple Bluetooth keyboard. And this is a lovely little keyboard. It's $70. It is not cheap, but I tell you what, it is not a cheaply made keyboard whatsoever. This is a lovely, sleek, and sexy keyboard. It is made out of brushed aluminum. It's very, very small. Ooh, crap, I hit the power button. Hope I didn't cause any problem there. It'd be just my luck.
Hello, Tunes.
Yep, good. Very small. The area of it is about the size, if you had an Apple laptop, it's about the size of the keyboard area itself, just the keyboard area where the keys are at. And it's made out of brushed aluminum, very heavy. Or, well, not really heavy, but, you know, for its size, it's heavy. It is well-built, extremely well-built. It has nicely sized keys. Has a decent feel to it. And it's quite nice. And if you're using an iPhone or an iPod or an iPad and you want to do longer typing, you know, like in emails and stuff, I can't highly recommend the Bluetooth keyboard enough. But as of iOS, so I think 4.01 or something like that, the iPod Touch and various things started supporting navigation with the Bluetooth keyboard.
Page 2 of 5. OO Tunes. Scanner 911. NOAA News. 40. Weather Bug.
And I'm using the keyboard right now, just using the left and right arrow keys. I've got the quick nav locked on, and I'm going through my icons on the iPod Touch.
Etchafin. iBlink Radio. Space Jeep. Skype. Wonder Radio. Weather. Shoutcast.
So, and I have other commands here. If I need to get to the status bar, I can do a VO and M.
iPod, status bar item.
And it takes me up to the status bar.
3 of 3 bars.
I can get my signal strength.
Status bar item. 3:53 p.m. Status bar item.
The time.
Orientation locked. Bluetooth connected. Status bar item.
Tells me my Bluetooth is connected.
94% battery power. Status bar item.
I still got plenty of battery left here. This has been setting on battery power now for, pretty close to 2 hours. And so it's 94% is great. And if I escape out of that.
5-0 Radio Pro.
I don't know every single command of navigating. Guy on Twitter, HLF, put out a reference, and I've been trying to learn some of that, but I don't know all of it yet.
Fox News, AO, Shop Web, Wonder Radio, Skype, Space Jeep, iBlink Radio, Etchafin, Top 100S, Weatherbug, NOAA News, Scanner 900, OOTunes, Page 2 of 5, Page 3 of 5, iBooks.
And see there, I can go from page to page. I'm sure there's a way of doing it without having to go down to the page button, but right now that's the way I know how to do it.
Apple Store. Last. FM. Alarm clock. Free Wi-Fi.
We have all of our little apps here. I'm going to go into Audible.
Zany Touch. Audible. Audible. The smoke ring. On a bridge.
And to open an app, it's just faux spacebar. And that goes right into the app. If you want to get out, it's a VO and the H key, which is means you've pressed the home button. And if you do that twice quickly, VO and H, you'll get to your task switcher, and you can go back and forth between various programs that are open. I'll show you that here in a minute. And then now that I'm in Audible, I can sit here and I can navigate using my left and arrow keys, left and right arrow keys, you know, like you were swiping with your finger left and right.
Info button. 26, 40. Chapter 10. 0, 0, 6. Button free. Button. Sleep mode. Button. Narration speed. Button. Share. Button. The smoke ring. Unabridged. By Larry Niven. Narrated by Pat Butino. Jump back. Button. Play. Button.
And I can just start playing this.
Mild slip.
Pause.
We'll do it your way. Rather, this stops with us. All of it. Now, shall we get us some water birds?
Yeah, I'm listening to a Larry Niven book here.
Let's do it anyway. Chapter 11.
Okay, we can stop that.
Play.
And you can do all kinds of things here. The Audible app's gotten really good over the last couple of months. Now the navigations or the listening speed has been made accessible, and we can now listen at different rates. I'm currently listening to this book at twice normal speed, and I could sit and listen to a book at normal speed, but it's a lot nicer to be able to listen at a 2x, and I know a lot of other people agree with me, and they've been really happy to the changes that have been made to the Audible app here for the iOS series. If I need to go back up to the top of this, I can just hit Command and up arrow.
The smoke ring, unabridged, back
and
button.
I'm back up to the top here. If I want to switch to something else, like I said, VO HH twice quickly, VO H twice quickly.
App switcher. Scanner 911.
And I'm in the app switcher now.
Mail. Weather. Pandora. Weather. Mail. Scanner 911. Dismiss app switcher.
Now, the only thing I don't know how to do here would be to go to the various pages of the app switcher from the keyboard. I'm sure there has to be a way to do it. But I don't know how to do that.
Scanner 911. Mail.
But if I do a VO space here.
Mail. Inbox. Mailboxes. Back button.
I've just switched over to my mail program. And, you know, I like this a lot because I'm not even touching the iPod at this point. I'm just simply using a keyboard to do it. And there are ways to
use pitch.
I can change my pitch, or whether I use pitch or not when it's talking.
Volume.
There's my volume.
100%, 96%, 100% speech rate.
There's my speech rate.
35%, 40%. Typing echo.
Whether I have typing echo or not.
Words. Characters. Use phonetics. Phonetics. Off. Phonetics. On. Use pitch.
And that's really nice. So you get all those controls available through the keyboard. You don't have to go into settings to get to those. And I'm sure there's more things that I don't even know about yet. But I love it. It's really, really great. And, you know, regardless of what Bluetooth keyboard you get, doesn't necessarily have to be an Apple Bluetooth keyboard. But, I think you'll really be happy. Now, the Apple Bluetooth keyboard doesn't fold up. But I guess, I could find a bag for it if I'm going to take it somewhere and, throw it in it. So shouldn't be too big of a deal. But, I've been having a lot of fun with that myself here over the last week or so. I've been doing Twitter and stuff with it. And
home. Apple Store. Zany Touch. Off. Sleep. Energizer. IBM. Free web. Free memory. Weather bug. Page 3 of music. Page 3 of 5. Page 4 of 5. IM Plus Pro.
And I'm sure there's a way to do this too. Oops. Oh, I didn't want to do that.
IM Plus Pro. Home. IM Plus Pro. Text plus 4. Text. Speed test. CNN. Text now. One. Page 4 of 5. Page 5 of 5. Audio Chris. Live ATC. Papa Sanger. Fart Machine Extreme. Tweet list.
I get all kinds of stupid little things on here.
Altimeter. Tweet list.
Tweet list is a nice little Twitter program. I can go in
tweet
here.
Tweet list. Rickster the Jeep. Accounts.
Check my, check my Twitter here.
Rickster the Jeep. Compose. Button. Search timeline. Fox 8 News. City of Cleveland and audit have began pre-treating roads in anticipation of this evening's snowfall. Missy Hot. At WebOy42 I donate when I can. But especially, Woos, retired Cleveland officer pleads guilty to call at Mit Me _ Pilal Yap. Harmony at Mary One Hello Sarah.
And I'm just going right down through here and I can compose and type new messages out, or I can reply to people, and it's really fun to use Twitter now on the iPod Touch here. And this is Tweet List, and I like it quite a bit.
Missy Hot at WebOy42, good luck with that. Smile. Okay. 3 minutes.
Go out of there. But just wanted to play around with that a little bit and show you how that worked. And I think if you're having any problems with the iPod Touch, typing things into it or emails and stuff, this is certainly a way around that. And to me, it's much, much more comfortable. I can type with the virtual keyboard very slowly, but I like this a lot. All right, let's... okay, we don't have anything else on Twitter here. And I'm just checking email. Okay, Lynn Williams is listening, and she sent an email in. She wants to know if there are mobile versions of Pandora and Hope. Yes, there are mobile versions of Pandora on the iPhone and iPad and iPod Touch. I assume there are Android apps for Pandora. Can't tell you about accessibility of that on the Android, but on the iPhone, it's not the iPod and the iPod Touch. It's not hard to use. Registration's a little bit tricky, but it's not hard, I guess. I had a time with it, but that was a long time ago when I was just starting with it, too. Hope. No, there is no mobile version of Hope. Hope is only available on Windows platforms at this time, and don't know if that'll ever change or not. Answer there is no. All right. And that is the last question I got. I didn't see anything else on Twitter. So.
Missy Ha, at Webboy 42. Good luck with that. Smile. Oops. 5 minutes.
Oh, and the okay, that's still running. Let me close that down here.
Okay. Alt tab, Shootcast Administrator dash Windows Internet F5.
Check something here.
Stream is up at 128 kbps with 6 of 1,000 listeners.
Not too bad. Not too bad. And, had a few people stick it out here with me, and I appreciate that. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Definitely want to do quite a bit more of these here this year. I'm sure I'll never get up to the point where I do these live every week, but at least want to do one or two a month. So I hope you've enjoyed this, and I'm going to wrap things up now. I don't have anything else to talk about, and I'm not getting any more questions or comments on Twitter, so we'll wrap this live cast up today. Thank you for everybody that's listening, and hopefully we will see you again in the very near future. Thank you for listening.